Imagine a world where your doctor spends more time looking into your eyes than at a computer screen, where medical errors don't claim hundreds of thousands of lives annually, where physicians don't burn out at epidemic rates. This vision, seemingly at odds with our current healthcare reality, forms the heart of deep medicine. The modern medical paradox is striking. Despite unprecedented scientific knowledge, healthcare has become increasingly shallow. The average American doctor's appointment lasts just 7 minutes, while physicians spend twice that time documenting each encounter. We've created a system where the human connection, the very foundation of healing, has been sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and documentation. But could the solution to this technological disconnection be more technology? Modern healthcare presents stark contradictions. Despite America's $3.5 trillion annual healthcare spending, life expectancy is declining. Physicians make 12 million serious diagnostic errors yearly, while treatment guidelines often rely on flawed evidence, like when guideline changes suddenly classified 30 million more Americans as hypertensive without clear benefit evidence. The electronic health record transformed from healthcare's digital savior into its burden. Doctors spend 2 hours documenting for every hour with patients, making only intermittent eye contact while typing. This creates error-prone conditions, insufficient time, incomplete data, limited context, and diminished presence. Most concerning is the damage to the doctor-patient relationship. When physicians can't look up from keyboards long enough to notice a patient's tears, something essential to healing is lost. The art of careful listening, which often reveals crucial diagnostic clues, has been sacrificed to documentation demands. As medicine has become America's largest employer with soaring costs, its human core has been systematically devalued. Artificial intelligence represents a transformative force in medicine, comparable to anesthesia or antibiotics. Today's AI momentum comes from deep neural networks, computational systems functioning like sideways club sandwiches, where data moves through hidden layers that extract increasingly complex features, self-adjusting without human-designed rules. AI's evolution through games shows its exponential progress. After Deep Blue's 1997 chess victory, DeepMind's neural network mastered Atari's breakout by discovering unknown strategies. By 2016, AlphaGo defeated the world Go champion, and later AlphaGo Zero taught itself in just 3 days, developing novel strategies that revolutionized human play. In medicine, narrow applications show remarkable promise. Face-to-gene diagnoses over 4,000 genetic conditions through facial recognition with 91% accuracy. AI interpretation of medical images achieves expert-level accuracy in detecting various conditions, while natural language processing has enabled healthcare voice assistants. AliveCor exemplifies key principles for medical AI. Their small team use smartwatch ECGs to detect atrial fibrillation and measure blood potassium levels by analyzing 2.8 million ECGs, discovering subtle markers unknown to cardiologists. Despite Apple's greater resources, AliveCor secured FDA approval 9 months earlier, proving focused expertise can outmaneuver tech giants. Despite AI's promise, significant concerns exist. Neural networks require high-quality data, yet medical data is often unstructured, unlabeled, and unclean. Medical datasets typically contain thousands or occasionally millions of data points, far fewer than the billions available for consumer applications. The black box problem poses a major challenge as neural networks operate opaquely. AlphaGo's Move 37 against Lee Sedol, Stanford's skin cancer algorithm, and Mount Sinai's Deep Patient Project all demonstrate this issue. Researcher Joel Dudley observed, "We can build these models, but we don't know how they work." Algorithms encode human prejudice into healthcare systems. Image collections show gender bias, with cooking linked to women and sports to men. Analysis of 840 billion web words revealed entrenched gender and racial biases. Medical research already underrepresents minorities, particularly problematic for genomics where ancestry matters. Privacy concerns intensify as facial recognition can identify one face from millions. Half of U.S. adults have facial images in police searchable databases. Genomic data, retinal images, and electrocardiograms provide additional identification vectors. The DeepMind NHS collaboration highlights these tensions, with 1.6 million UK citizens' medical records transferred without explicit consent for a kidney injury app. AI will disrupt medical specialties unevenly, with pattern recognition fields facing immediate impact. Radiology appears most vulnerable, with 2 billion annual chest x-rays worldwide and interpretive challenges for conditions like pneumonia. Radiologists can read about 20,000 studies yearly, but suffer from inattentional blindness and high error rates. Meanwhile, AI algorithms achieve 95% accuracy while processing vastly more images. Pathology faces similar challenges due to diagnostic inconsistency, with pathologists' agreement dropping to 48% in some breast cancer cases. Stanford researchers developed algorithms that predict lung cancer survival more accurately than current methods, while Google's algorithms detected metastasis with 92% accuracy versus pathologists' 73%. MIT CSAIL showed combining pathologist expertise with machine learning nearly eliminated errors. Dermatology is another prime candidate for transformation. Skin conditions represent 15% of doctor visits, with two-thirds diagnosed by non-specialists who frequently misdiagnose. Early melanoma detection improves five-year survival rates from 14% to 99%. A 2017 study demonstrated a deep learning algorithm outperforming dermatologists in classifying skin lesions. Traditional nutrition guidelines fail by assuming one universal diet works for everyone. The Weizmann Institute challenged this by monitoring glucose responses across 800 non-diabetic individuals consuming over 52,000 meals, revealing dramatic variability to identical foods. Using machine learning to analyze 1.5 million glucose measurements alongside multidimensional data, researchers identified 137 factors predicting individual responses. The gut microbiome emerged as the key determinant, with specific bacterial species strongly influencing glucose responses. Some participants experienced dangerous glucose spikes from cookies, while others maintained stable levels. Researchers concluded, "Everything was personal. A generic, universal approach to nutrition simply cannot work." Mental health is similarly transforming through digital phenotyping. People often prefer sharing intimate secrets with machines rather than humans. Voice analysis predicts marital discord better than therapists, while keyboard metrics correlate with cognitive function and mood. With depression affecting over 350 million people globally, AI offers new hope. Machine learning algorithms analyzing medical records achieve nearly 80% accuracy in predicting suicide attempts, while approaches incorporating real-world interactions have reached 93% accuracy. The ultimate vision of deep medicine frames AI's central promise, restoring human connection. With over half of doctors experiencing burnout, one in four young physicians suffering depression, and hundreds of physician suicides annually, change is imperative. Research shows each extra minute in home health visits reduces hospital readmission risk by 8%. As machines grow increasingly intelligent, we must enhance our uniquely human qualities. While AI will outperform us on narrow tasks, machines cannot replicate human empathy, creativity, or intuition. Research across 964 papers confirms physician empathy directly improves clinical outcomes and treatment adherence. The physical examination embodies the quintessential human touch in medicine. Abraham Verghese describes it as a vital ritual cementing the doctor-patient relationship. I will see you through this illness. Yet physicians increasingly shortchange this practice. The future of medicine isn't choosing between human touch and technology, but using AI to enhance our humanity. By automating the routine, we free ourselves for the exceptional, healing conversations and transformative empathy. Deep Medicine's promise is that AI might help us rediscover what makes us human.